Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rochester today is much different than the Rochester of the 70s, 80s, and
90s. Oh, sure.
We've been on a pretty good run the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
And it can be weird if you lived here your whole life to see the things people say that they love about our area now.
Yeah.
But this one is by far the weirdest. Because this thing, not too long ago, Kimmy, was one of the main reasons people were leaving.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And now it's bringing people here?
Hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Come to Rochester for the weather?
Oh, wow.
That's what folks are starting to do, at least according to a story on 13 Wham. So they talked to a couple that moved here from Los Angeles, California.
So they transplanted out, came back.
No.
No, they're not from here.
In fact, they've never.
Oh.
They had never been here.
Oh.
Sight unseen after a
they
little.
They picked Rochester.
They picked Rochester over all other places.
Really?
So they said they were sick of the wildfires and the extreme weather Los Angeles could get, and they needed a change.
Yeah.
But despite having never even visited, the couple bought a house.
No kidding.
And moved to Rochester.
That's insane. Mm-hmm.
And the story says they're not alone. Rochester is one of the few cities that in the last couple of years has gotten attention as what they're calling a climate haven.
Mm.
We are way less likely to experience events like severe drought, hurricane, tornadoes, wildfires, earthquakes.
All right.
And because of that, there are people who are sick of all of that nonsense that are moving to Rochester for that very reason.
Come for the dank.
Come for the mild.
Well, we dank.
Well, that's what I do wonder. Because our region is wonderful in the summertime. Like spring, fall, you know, you can get used to it. But once that winter hits, and especially somebody that has never lived here or experienced like a long, wintry, cold season, I wonder how if they stay, if they decide, like, maybe I want it a little warmer.
We had a really wet spring, right?
Yeah.
So even spring has been not great.
Okay.
Like, and I'm not even talking snow. I'm just talking, weather
dreary.
Where you're not outside. You're kind of trapped indoors most of the time.
That is a great question. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Mm. Because, Tommy, you got this couple from L.A.
Yeah.
They have no idea what kind of cold snow and ice awaits them.
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue a snowstorm is way better than a life-destroying event like a hurricane, flood, or fire.
Absolutely.
That being said, we may feel that way because we've grown up used to this cold.
Mm-hmm.
We were born in the chaos.
Yeah.
And even folks who have lived here forever, I'm looking at Tommy,
they
have the warmest of coats, folks to plow their driveways, they're accustomed to temperature change, still one day decide, you know what, I can't even effing do this anymore, I'm out of here.
But I do get jealous, like people that are like enjoying the outside when we can't.
Okay.
Like we don't even get that.
But again, the trade-off is potential hurricane, earthquake, wildfire, tornado.
Yeah.
And it's been enough for a lot of people, at least according to the story, to say, F this, I'm coming to where we are.
Okay.
I mean, isn't that a pretty...
It's amazing.
Rousing.
I would never think, especially never growing up here? You just moved here?
No, not they had never been.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
They had never stepped foot in the city of Rye. It's not like they came for a wedding.
They said, I read the story correctly, they were kind of looking in the area like of upstate New York, and they had narrowed it down to like three places, and Rochester was one of them.
So apparently, and I'm not making this up,
yeah,
there are folks that are worried about water. Fresh water.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And we are one of a couple of places in America, a few places, that have a ton of fresh water access with Finger Lakes, Lake Ontario, all that stuff. And there are also people that are investing in homes here because they think there's going to be like some water wars 50 years from now, and they want to be close to fresh water.
Okay.
Legit. All right.
Are you going to run down there and just start drinking it?
Well, my sister-in-law brought this up to me. She's like, have you seen this? And I was like, she's from Delaware.
We're running out of water?
I mean, I don't know.
Fresh water?
Oh.
That lake looks pretty full.
Let me ask this question. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is it easier for someone to go from a cold city to a hot city or from a hot city to a cold city?
Well, I went from hot to cold.
Okay.
And it was brutal.
All right, so Tommy,
it was tough.
Oh, no. Was it hard?
Yes.
It was a hard thing to do.
Like, I can remember, like, the first time as an adult driving in. Because, you know, I lived in Florida.
Mm-hmm. True.
Like, driving in somewhere on the road.
Yeah.
I was like, this sucks.
Yeah, just those types of adjustments you'd have to make. Even if the cold didn't bother you, your style of living is going to change.
Okay.
Like, you can't just, like, go out. Like, in Florida, you just leave the house. No matter what you're wearing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that here.
No, look.
Everything's prep time.
I get that warm weather is paradise in our heads.
It is.
In Rochester. And getting out of the snow for a few days, putting shorts on, like you said, hanging by a pool. That's a great vacation in December or January. But that is a hell of a lot different than living in that heat.
Oh, I know.
Every single
The Florida heat in the summertime is brutal.
Right? Like, I don't know if these folks from warm weather places will be able to handle the snow and the cold, but I think the transition will be easier for them than the average Rochesterian to tolerate two straight weeks over 100 degrees with humidity somewhere else.
It's not so much the physical dealing with the weather, it's the mental.
Hmm.
And that's where the dank and the no sun and the dreariness that lags on could lead to depression.
Like, seasonal depression is only a thing in colder places.
Yeah,
they say
sunlight makes you happy. Sunshine makes you feel good.
On your shoulders.
Even, your shoulder or in your eyes. Yeah,
are you talking about the light, the heat?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, that sunshine, it means something.
Okay, but you know what else is really depressing? When my house is blown away by a hurricane.
Yeah, but you can sleep outside, fire up the grill.
Yeah, those
fresh fish.
Alligator, water moccasins.
Yeah, iguana. Snakes.
Look, with the snow and the cold, I get your argument about the depression and stuff like that. But if I'm living in a cold weather place, I can continue to put stuff on.
You can.
Until my body is warm. When I am living in Florida, California,
the heat.
I can only take so much off.
Before the cops show up. Or they ask you to leave the grocery store.
252-WCMF. I thought they didn't do that in Florida. Because you've described some pretty interesting grocery stores.
You can get pretty skanky in Florida and shop.
252-WCMF. We're talking about this couple from California. 13 Wham did a story on them. They moved from L.A. to Rochester, sight unseen. Had never been here, did not grow up here, because they wanted to get away from the wildfires that scared them out in Los Angeles. And it turns out, at least according to the story, there are a bunch of people moving from areas with extreme weather, like fires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes. Mm. Rochester has become what they are calling a climate haven. The weather is bringing people to Rochester.
I do think there is something to experiencing different seasons too. Like, some of my mom's family who lives in California, like my aunt always says, one of the things she misses the most is just experiencing different seasons.
Okay.
Otherwise, it just feels like the same thing all year round. Like, there's no change really.
To your point, Blake writes us on Facebook. He says, "I moved here from Indiana for my wife a few years ago. I lived in Florida and Washington. The weather is great here for the seasons. It's the first place I've lived where I get to take my kids sledding in the winter, sit by the pool in the summer, and fall is the best. This is a great place for weather."
Yeah, I mean, when the weather is nice here, it's amazing when it works. Like, to our point, when you get beautiful summers, you get great falls, it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Probably one of the nicest areas of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But then you pay for it for 7 months.
But that's what makes it so nice. Like Kimmy
said. Do you
think
you appreciate it more?
Yes, you're enjoying the seasons. And I mean.
No, but you're only enjoying two seasons.
I enjoy the winter.
Yeah, I mean,
you're not enjoying four seasons.
No, I enjoy the winter.
I think spring is the worst because winter, I think when winter starts, you're kind of like, oh,
well, you got the holidays.
Nice. You get the holidays.
You get the playoffs.
There is a little something to be said about that cold season to kind of reset. But it's when it
Come
starts
February,
to be like.
Baby.
February, March, April,
tax
and
season.
You're just...
Oh, you're talking about the taxes.
And then you get the muddy crap.
That's when it gets depressing.
Okay, I agree, spring
like, we're
sucks.
We're almost coming out of it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like last month sucked.
Yes, but it's 1 month. And again, you go down to Florida in August, and you know this.
Oh, it's horrible.
Right, it's ridiculous. Something's going to eat me. I can't walk outside without the sun pushing my chest into my ribs.
But here's the other thing, too. Like, especially somebody coming from L.A., there ain't a lot to do around here compared to, like, a major metropolitan area.
Sure.
Like, you got to go to Toronto to get that action.
But maybe they don't mind going to Toronto. I mean, that's not that far in their minds,
yeah.
Right? Because it could take you 3 hours just to get through the city of L.A.
It could take a goddamn mailbox.
It's true. True. And by the way, this couple looks like they're more in their, like, 40s and 50s.
Oh, so they're younger. All right.
I was going to say older, you old bitch.
Well, me, I'm old.
I meant like you're not going down to the Sunset Strip and hanging out at the Whiskey.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, there's just things to do.
I think there are more things to do here, too, compared to other cities our size than you give them credit for.
Yeah, you do.
You know what I mean? You go to Toledo, what are you going to do? Go to the Goodyear Museum again?
Yeah, go look at the Jeeps.
Ian writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. He says, I grew up here. Moved to Florida for 2 years. It sucks so bad. I moved during the winter to feel something other than humid as hell. So we had to get out of the heat.
Yeah. And not all of Florida is nice, too. You know, Florida has some really disgusting cities.
Oh, that's not according to all of the tourism advertisements I see during college football.
Yeah, I understand.
Come to Florida. Just pick oranges off of trees for free.
Come to Gainesville.
This alligator talks. Look how funny he is. 252 WCMF talking about this story on 13 WAM of people now moving to Rochester for the weather. No extreme weather.
Yeah.
Which is very rare. There is a little bit of justice in this story.
What's that?
For the folks that have held dear to their Rochester roots.
Because,
like, if we're going to be real here, Tommy, Rochester was dying.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as Tommy showed up, coincidence? In the mid-90s to, like, the mid-2000s, Kodak is crumbling. The businesses surrounded are disappearing.
And people were leaving.
Downtown was dying.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, nothing... We tried, worked.
The ferry sunk.
They repossessed a boat.
Yes, they did.
Right? It was a very hard time here, and there wasn't much hope. But all the folks that stuck it out, made it better, found a way through, all of a sudden, we're in a place that's so desired. We have one of the hottest housing markets in the country.
You got a sweet ride now.
Like we just said, you have folks moving here sight unseen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Folks that still believe that this place was great during the darkest, you should be patting yourself on the back right now.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Like, you made it through.
Mm-hmm.
Look at us. Who would have thought? Seriously.
No, you wouldn't have.
In 1998, 2002, who would have thought where we were, we would be right here right now?
And you're in better shape than Syracuse or Buffalo, which were in similar situation.
Very small. We got more messages coming in. John writes us on Instagram. Duffy.
What's Johnny saying?
Duffy on WCMF. A few people moving here because they're scared of stuff that rarely happens doesn't make this place great. It makes them little bitches.
Little L.A. All bitches. Right. Worst Doris tune of all time.
How's that go?
L.A. biddle of bitches. I couldn't say it.
Biddle of bitches. I got a biddle of bitches and a package of apples. Which one do you want? All right, going back to John's Instagram post, right? These things don't happen all that often. They're little bitches. The fires and the hurricanes and the tornadoes.
Yeah.
Right. Is that stuff rare anymore?
Rare where?
Okay, so I'm not a meteorologist as I pull out my suspenders. So I can't tell you if there are like more natural disasters now or it just feels that way because of the news coverage. But I do know if people are willing to sell their homes and move to a city they've never stepped foot in before, I'm going to trust them that it's pretty bad or at least worse than it was when they first got there.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, there's a potential. Of you dying.
Well, no, I mean, potential is for any little thing that can happen.
No, I'm talking about tornadoes and things of that nature.
Like, can you ever see your brothers leaving Florida?
No, they're too old.
Okay.
Well, actually, my brother did leave because his house got wiped out by a hurricane.
Oh, right.
So, but he also lives in another hurricane-prone area, which is Charleston.
Seems like a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. He just trades humidity. But my other brother lives on the water, but he bought a second home in the mountains, which then got hit by a hurricane.
Yeah.
You can't win, man.
You can win.
Get out of the South.
Yeah, thank you.
Like I always say, the Mid-Atlantic is the worst place to live in the United States because it gets all of the crappy weather.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
You mean Maryland?
I'm talking like from Tennessee and Kentucky through the Carolinas, Georgia.
Coast.
It gets everything.
Like there are places.
It can snow. You can get a hurricane. You can get twisters.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Flooding from, I mean, it's bad.
Yeah.
Down mountainside. Mm-hmm. Here comes water down mountainside, Mom.
And like when my brother lives in the Carolinas, they call it low country. They live in the low country.
Okay.
So the reason they call it the low country is because when it rains in the mountains, water comes down. Mm. And then it floods the low country. So, like, people didn't live in the low country because they were smart when they first got here. Go, well, this is really wet.
Sure.
Maybe we should go high where it's nice and dry.
And then we ran out of space?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or they just go, oh, the ocean's beautiful here.
You know, it's one thing I don't know how people in certain areas of the country, I don't know how they get used to it, are, like, certain animals that just become their norm.
Yeah.
Like, Florida. I was talking to a friend that she lived in Vegas for a little while, and she's talking about, like, the scorpions, like, just sometimes get into your house. I'm like,
okay.
Nope. No, thank you. Like, that tiny little animal alone would make me decide, I don't think this place is for me.
No, I'm with you.
And Florida has all of that. Everything that, every man-eating thing you could think of is now either on the ground or in the water, and now in the ocean.
And, like, we don't have any animals here that would hurt us that's unique
deer,
to us.
Deer,
but deer are all over the country.
Worry about, like, if you're driving here. I know isn't it, like, particularly bad here for that?
I don't know. Is there a state without deer? There's deer everywhere, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because that would be the only thing. I mean, you know, and like, bears, but those are rare around here. I hear there's only five of them in the whole state.
Yeah.
That's what I heard in the break room. All right, so three things.
Yeah.
All right, one. I mean, good for these people for deciding they want to be here.
Yeah, it's good for us.
Two, we're going to find out through these people. I do want them to do a follow-up from a year from now.
Yeah.
What was winter like?
Yes.
And three, if you stuck it out, right, and lived through the hard times, seriously, pat yourself on the back.
Welcome to paradise,
you
everybody.
Nailed it. We got through the looking glass. Yeah. We are here, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There is a special cruelty in being a Bills fan.
Yep.
And I don't even mean living through like the heart-wrenching losses, right? If you're a Bills fan and anyone says anything bad about your team, you're ready to freak the hell out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But on the other hand, if anyone says anything good about your team, you're ready to freak the hell out.
Yeah, because you start getting that pit in your stomach.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We now know the NFL schedule for every team.
Yeah. Yep.
And after it has come out, because here's the thing. You argue that when the games happen don't matter.
Mm.
You already know who you're playing.
Yeah.
Vegas disagrees.
All right.
Because win totals, odds will change in Vegas after the schedule is dropped.
Okay.
And now that is done, the only team in the NFL that is currently favored in every game they will play this year are the Buffalo Bills.
Undefeated, baby. Here we go.
Oh, no.
Move over 72 Dolphins.
Kimmy, you said, oh no, why'd you say
I don't
oh, no?
like that.
I don't like
that's
it.
That's insane.
I don't like it.
Like, every game.
The Bills wow. are favored to win every single game this year.
I mean, they, do have they a get a tough schedule, you said. But...
Oh, okay, so here's the thing.
Well, you got some big opponents.
There is an argument to be made because I look at the schedule as brutal, yet mathematically, based on win-loss from last year, the Bills have like the fourth easiest schedule in the NFL, but you have to go through all of the juggernauts in your conference, right? Kansas City, Baltimore, Cleveland, Pittsburgh was a playoff team last year. Cincy, yes. So, like, I said, I meant Cincy, not Cleveland. Jeez. Shinner Sanders, maybe. I don't know. Why don't we like this, Kimmy?
Because, like, whenever they make these predictions, they absolutely jinx the team up front, right? It never actually happens the way they say it's gonna. Even if they do well, I'm not seeing undefeated on the board.
Now, here's the thing. Predicting the team, you know, being favored in every game actually doesn't predict undefeated. Vegas right now has the Bills' win total at 11.5 out of 17 games they won.
Okay.
So, and that is tied for the best of the NFL. There are 4 teams at 11.5, Eagles, Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo.
Okay.
The Bills also have the 4th best odds right now to win the Super Bowl. Kansas City and Philly are tied at plus 600, Baltimore plus 650, Buffalo plus 700.
That's interesting that their odds dropped for the Super Bowl, but regular season they're that high.
They stayed the same. They didn't drop. But to your point, winning the games one-on-one, they like the Bills to do. But let's say they get to the playoffs. Again, like we see
gotta
every
go
year.
On a little run.
You got to beat, potentially, Cincinnati, Baltimore, Kansas City. Pittsburgh could get thrown
but
in.
But so does everybody else. You know what I mean? Like, when you put that process, everybody's in the same boat.
Well, no, because either the Chiefs, Ravens, or Bills will only have to play one of those juggernauts.
Oh.
Right? If you're the top seed in the AFC, you're going to get
Well,
like,
you get that bye week.
Yeah, the bye week and the next game you play, you're going to play the 5, 6, or 7
right.
seed.
All right.
There is, you know, if you're the 2 seed, you got to go on a juggernaut run. If you're the 3 seed, you got to go on a juggernaut run.
But this looks good for us.
I mean, Who's us? You got a cricket in your pocket?
Yeah,
who's us?
Buddy.
Don't you us? You ain't us.
We looking good.
You ain't us, man.
So this is Super Bowl year.
Well,
it has to be.
It is. The expectations are Super Bowl.
If you can't get it together this year, what year is it going to happen?
Okay, I hate when you say this because two things can be true.
Yeah.
You can say, yes, this team is poised to go win a Super Bowl this year based on the roster, the schedule, the way things are breaking up.
Mm.
But that doesn't mean if they don't do it this year, the window is closed.
Well, yeah, but Josh is getting older, and every year the wear and tear on the body, it does affect these guys.
Okay, but they said that about Peyton Manning for a decade, 6, 7 years, until he won his first Super Bowl.
Yeah, some of those guys won
Yeah, but
later.
Those guys didn't play the way Josh does.
Okay, but they also didn't have a
win. Jenner, or choke the ball, man.
Yeah, but those guys.
The ball from Louisiana. Here's the ball. Catch a ball now. That was an old school way of playing.
That's weird.
Man.
I've heard Peyton Manning mic'd up. I've never heard that on.
Who's the tongue? You catch a ball now.
Goofy from Disney?
he is a goofy mofo.
Gorsh. No, man. I would argue, though, that there are more protections for quarterbacks today than there were when Peyton Manning was playing. You could still blast a guy in the head. You could take him out at the knees.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just saying, man, John Elway was a failure. He was a failure until the last 2 years of his career when he won those back-to-back Super Bowls.
Yeah, now he's flying around in private jets.
And operating golf carts in a safe way. So here's the thing. If we look at this season compared to last season, right? Again, the Buffalo Bills, the only NFL team after the schedule was released to be favored in every game this season. Vegas was down on the Bills.
Yeah.
Not like disaster down, but they didn't have them as juggernauts. Some sports books had the
last
Jets.
Year.
Yes, and the Dolphins. Jets are the Dolphins with better odds to win the AFC East. And because the Bills were overlooked, I believe, they had their best season in 30 years.
They were overlooked, and you had that gift season.
So, give me that.
But you can't do that. Now you
play
big
better
time.
As the underdog, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Boy wins player of the year. He's making tearful speeches. He's dating the hottest actress in Hollywood, highest paid, looking to go win an Oscar.
Oscar's possible, not highest paid.
Oh, no.
Again.
Oh, no, she's up there.
She is in the number one movie in America.
Billionaire actress.
That movie, by the way, Sinners, a lot of people have been writing me getting mad because I don't say the name of the movie. She is in the movie Sinners. Sinners.
Sinners.
Sinners. It's a biography of Tommy Mulé. Sinner. You know, the other thing I'm looking at here, when it comes to the way the schedule broke, you're right. Kansas City, Baltimore, Cincinnati.
A lot of teams up front.
Super Bowl champion Philly, even throughout the year. That's brutal.
Yeah.
We did luck out. Every game you look at and go, oh, it's at home.
Yeah,
it is.
Right, and you get Baltimore right out of the gate. So again, like we talked about the other day, your odds are you are the healthiest that game, knocking on wood, that you will be all season long. But like the most brutal road test the Bills will have this season, I think you could argue, is that Thursday night in Houston in November.
All right.
I mean, they have a quarterback that's capable of doing remarkable things. They lost in Houston last year. It's a short turnaround to go.
Diggs isn't there anymore, right?
No, he's in New England.
Oh, I forgot.
Which is funny because
that should be fun.
The Stephon Diggs return to Orchard Park will be in prime time October, Sunday Night Football on NBC, 8:20 against the Patriots.
Damn.
So not only do we get Stephon Diggs coming back.
Mac Hollins, too.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Okay, does Mac Hollins get booed? I mean, he won't get booed as brutally as Stephon Diggs.
Well, he's going to show up in a crazy outfit. And I don't know if it's going to be a silly thing or like a take a shot at the Bills kind of thing, because I could kind of see him doing that, too.
But he was liked.
Mac Hollins was beloved.
Yeah, he was Tarzan.
And here's the thing, man. They offered him $10 million. I'd go play there, too.
Yeah.
But you know how fans, Bills fans get about signing.
He's got no shoes. Poor kid.
I want to buy these shoes for my wide receiver. Flintstones had an weird-ass science page. No, I mean, like, I can't think of a Bills player that went to a rival, that we like. Thurman Thomas went to Miami. They hated him for a couple of seasons. Chris Hogan, the wide receiver, went to New England. We hated him for a couple of seasons. Like, I can't think of a single person where it's like, all right, I understand why you did that, right?
Okay.
No, am I wrong? Ah?
Well.
I can't think of a guy that you embraced until they left and went somewhere else or retired.
All right, so like as I'm looking down to the odds to win the Super Bowl, like the Bills at plus 700, decent value. The best value on the board, like if you were going to pick a team to win the Super Bowl, might be the Commanders.
D.C.?
Yeah, they went to the NFC Championship last year, right? I mean, you lost to the eventual Super Bowl champions. You got a really exciting young quarterback. They're 16-1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They're the seventh, have the seventh best odds.
You get pretty good payout.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like if you were going to roll the dice here.
But this is to go to the Super Bowl or win it?
That's to win the Super Bowl. Now there's that. And then the Vikings are at 30-1. They're like halfway down. They got a rookie quarterback, but they got a decent roster.
Okay.
Make a little money.
Oh, yeah.
Kimmy, do you believe in putting money on your team to win a championship preseason?
Because I think my husband's done it with the Bills before.
Is that Jinx?
I don't know, because you want to root
for.
No,
that was
his
wedding.
I think for me, I like to put money on things I'm going to root for anyways.
Okay.
I know you have the mentality of like, do the opposite, so that way you kind of win either way.
Degenerate gamblers call it the emotional hedge, and I will not emotional hedge. I have thought about it, but I do feel like that's a jinx, the emotional hedge.
No, I always like doing, if I'm going to make any type of bet, I want to also be able to root for that team outside of the bet.
Okay. There is one Buffalo Bill, thanks to Chris on Twitter.
Who left
and not only played for one division rival, but two, and we still loved him even when he was doing it. She nailed it.
No.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
He could have gone anywhere, I think.
Yeah, he's like just lovable, period.
But he also went to those other places, and his role wasn't necessarily going to be starting quarterback.
But he became? I mean, lest we not forget.
Yeah.
The closest, Ryan Fitzpatrick never played in a playoff game. He never made the playoffs his entire career. The closest he came, last game of the season in Buffalo, the Bills were out of the playoffs. All the Jets needed to do was win the game, and Fitz was in the playoffs. The Jets were down like four last 2 minutes, and he threw an interception in the end zone to Leotis McKelvin. And I got to be honest with you. I loved it. I love Ryan Fitzpatrick, but he fitzed himself so hard, and in that moment, I did not love Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Right. Well, it also made you feel better because it was like, well, you know, we're not missing out on anything.
There you go.
So you just kept doing the same thing anyways.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.